Council, please.
Item 117, request of Karen Moore to address Council regarding accessibility for persons with intellectual and developmental disabilities in the Portland area.
Good morning.
I currently work as a direct support professional with Albertina Kerr's Portland Art and Learning Studio. We work with adults who have intellectual and developmental disabilities. And currently we've been ordered by the state and federal government to be out in our community more, which is great. I'm all for that, and I think that we should be out in the community more and participating more. Our problem is that accessibility in the community is sometimes lacking. A few weeks ago I was out with a client who's in a motorized wheelchair, who went off the sidewalk and into Burnside traffic, and I had to walk for several blocks before I could find a handicap accessible ramp to get them back up onto the sidewalk. When we did get back up onto the sidewalk, some of the pavement was so destroyed and so warped that I had to put the chair into neutral and maneuver it myself. Some of the curbs, some of the ramps on the curbs are so steep that, again, when we were coming back from our destination, my client again fell over into the street, and I had to right their chair again. Even this morning, not 20 minutes ago, I was trying to assist one of my clients in the restroom, and we could not bring a commode with us. That was in this building. And I was also asked, while assisting another client who happens to identify as a different gender than myself, when we were going to be finished in the bathroom. That was downstairs this morning. And unfortunately, these are issues that we continue to run into in the community, which makes accessing our community very difficult. And it also puts an extra hardship on clients who already feel stigma against them, who already feel as if they're being pointed out or even mocked sometimes when we're out and about. And I wish I could give you an easy answer and say that I have a great solution to this. But it's really just making sure that buildings are truly ADA accessible, that some of the issues that you and I don't even think about, I didn't think about it until I started working this job 5 years ago, that we are putting those at the forefront of our minds when we do construct new buildings around town or when we see community members who maybe get around differently than us and maybe think differently than us. And I'm really hoping that maybe this council can give me some suggestions for how to do my job better and to how to serve my clients better in the community.
Well, Ms. Moore, can I just respond to one part of what you're saying? So first of all, thank you for being here today, and thank you for raising the issue of accessibility generally. We need to make sure that all of our public places are accessible, and what you've identified in terms of curb cuts and other things, we have a lot more work to do. Yesterday, I had lunch with our current group of interns that the city is working with through a program called Project Search.
Ah, yes, I know about that.
Project Search places individuals with intellectual and physical disabilities in employment. The city has made a commitment to be a model employer and to hire more employees with intellectual disabilities. We've started that process. We've hired a number of people who came through the internship program. I'm told that in Oregon, there are two cities that are sort of in the forefront of this. It's Salem, which is should be applauded, and the city of Portland is trying to become a model employer. I have learned many things, like you've testified to this morning, about the barriers that still exist. We want to be a model employer that reflects the great diversity of our community. If you'd like to know more about our current programs and how we might be able to partner with Albertina Kerr, please check in with my office. And I think you're absolutely right that this is an issue we need to put more attention on. And I think it starts at the city with actually hiring people and giving them the same opportunities as able-bodied people, for example, to do work and to have public service careers. So thank you for taking time to join us today.
Thank you.
And if I might just add, again, Commissioner Daly would love to address this. She's now in charge of the Bureau of Transportation. Last year, we got to a settlement with a group who sued us about the curb cuts.
I know. So,
and we're also have approved the plan to improve Burnside in particular. So we are aware of the deficits and are working as quickly as we can. Dorothy Elmore, who's in charge of security, is sitting over here. And if you could have a chat with her about your experience with the restroom, because
yes,
we certainly want to be welcoming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.